One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Yeah, you got to roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Hibernian Radio. Welcome back. We're here out on the patio at Lizzie McNeil's. What a gorgeous night. So glad you can join us for Hibernian Radio. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC, Volkswagen, and personally injury attorney Carol Ann Gallagher. So great to be here tonight. Oh, man, it's like I was in the car tonight. It was like 101 degrees. But I got out here having one of these summer shandies. It's all okay. It's not bad. One of these beautiful Irish girls getting our beers, one of the J1s. And, you know, our focus that I've told you so many times is on Irish first responders, because we feel that we want to discover the myths growing from our own experiences here in Irish Chicago. All we have to do is look to our Irish police, firefighters, and paramedics. These are the heroes of our time, fighting in a war that never ends, risking their lives for the safety and well-being of us and our families. So that's what Hibernian Radio is all about. We're trying to uncover the oral history and stories of our mythical Irish heroes and warriors. And tonight, we have an Irish warrior who is from a long line of Irish warriors. We got the great Finbar Horan with us. Finbar, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be here.
Now, you've been an Oak Lawn police officer for 9 years?
9 years, yeah.
Last year, you were named Cop of the Year.
I was indeed, yeah.
Good for you. I was reading about that.
Yeah, the Lions Club. Lions Club's a great organization. They do a lot of good things for Oak Lawn.
Yeah, now, you grew up in Mount Greenwood, right?
We actually grew up in Scottsdale.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
So we all kind of made our way to Mount Greenwood after that.
You know, Fort City's right there, right?
Fort City, yeah.
When I was a kid, my dad...
You spent a lot of time there.
My dad owned a piece of the bowling alley, and one summer I was the shoe guy. My fingers smelled awful at the end of the day, you know? It was a summer job, you know, but the bowling alley at Fort City, I'll never forget.
Yeah, it was a great neighborhood.
You guys probably terrorized Fort City.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
All right, now, where are you? There's 13 kids, right?
You got it. I'm
And God bless you, you brought your mom with you tonight.
Oh,
and your brother, John Paul.
After she's seen the other guys on there, she couldn't miss it.
Oh, good.
I'm number 10, actually.
Wow.
So I'm number 10 overall and the seventh boy.
No kidding. Oh, I'm the seventh. Well, I'm the seventh child in my family, but that was it. My parents stopped after that.
Smart.
Yeah. Now, how many people are involved as first responders in your family?
So, three of my brothers are firemen, and then I got two sisters that are police officers.
That's all?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more than that. All right, now, I was going through today doing some research, and I came across your dad's obit. Patrick Horan, cherished father of 13, a master carpenter, poet, philosopher. He passed away at the age of 71, surrounded by his family. Patrick was born and raised in Tevnina, Charleston County, Mayo, in 1934, and his parents were Michael and Margaret Horan. He was one of 12 children himself. He excelled in his studies, developing a love for learning at an early age that never diminished. He lived in England and New York. He married Margaret, and she's here tonight, and settled in Chicago where he could make his own. Anyway, it's just a terrific obit. He was, as you say, a Renaissance man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could do it all. He focused on whatever he wanted to do, and he learned it.
And he had 13 devoted children, Margaret Ellen, Anne Marie, Patrick Christopher, Michael Angelo. How did he get it? Well, how did the Angelo get in there? James, Rory, Kathleen, Finbar, Sheila Marie, Mary Bridget, and Brian. Brian's the youngest,
yeah.
What a great family. And he was waked at McGann's, where our old pal Andy McGann used to hold court. Well, so you have quite a legacy to live up to with all these.
You know, I laughed at you. So my dad was one of 12. So yeah. He said he had 13 just just to beat his father.
To beat his father.
Typical Irish stubborn behavior.
That's great. And he was a tough guy.
He was.
Yeah, because your brothers were telling me some stories. Now, how did it turn out that you went to Oak Lawn and everybody else did CFD and CPD?
Well,
you made the smart move, I would say.
Well, it all depends on how you look at it. Yeah. So I took the CPD test in 2002.
Yeah.
But I was in the middle of my 134 apprenticeship.
Oh, okay.
So I passed up on it at that point. And then down the road, I actually took the CFD test, but that's when all the lawsuits came. So that whole test kind of went out the window for some of us. I was still working 134. And then 2010, the economy kind of turned a little bit. So I looked back to that, and Oak Lawn was testing. I took the test and got in there.
And I'm amazed that you're still just a patrolman as cop of the year and everything. I would think,
You know what? Everything happens for a reason. Okay. Everything happened in time, I guess. Yeah. I'm also the union president over there.
Oh, are you really? Oh, okay. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. So you never know.
Now, are you married? Do you have kids?
I'm married. I have 7 kids.
God bless you. I can't believe these guys.
So,
how old are you?
I'm 40. Just turned 40.
40 with 7 kids.
So
that's incredible.
Yeah, my oldest will be 20 this year. He's goes to school to Alabama.
Wow.
So.
And what parish do you live in?
I live in St. John Fisher.
Oh, Fisher, of course, yeah. So do the kids all go to Fisher?
No.
That's too expensive.
Yeah, Those days have come and gone.
Yeah.
So the kids go to Cassell, which is in Mount Greenwood,
off
112th and Spalding.
Yeah.
So it's a great school. We've got no complaints at all.
And you got a great park there, Mount Greenwood Park and everything.
Everything's good, yeah. We live right by Monroe Park.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got no complaints. It's a great neighborhood, great area.
Now, what's the beat like in Oak Lawn? It's a little tamer, I would think, than Chicago.
It is a little tamer than Chicago. I would say it's probably, I guess you'd say more like 22. Wow, probably more like the west end of 22, I would say.
22 is 111th, Beverly. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you get an overflow from the city, but
sure.
it's not nonstop.
Yeah.
And Oak Lawn's great. There's a lot of great people in,
oh, it's
in
a terrific
town. There's a lot of people that love the police still.
Which
is good to see, because that seems to be something that's going away.
It's one of the reasons we do this show.
Yeah, and that's
the culture,
you know, and
the anti-cop culture.
It is, and it's great that you do it, because I think that it's getting lost. And even with the testing for police, I think is down dramatically.
Oh, really?
So I think that overall,
well, because people see cops getting whacked all the time, and people, and who wants to get into
whacked,
that?
Sued, spit on, and you're just supposed to sit there and take it all.
That's unbelievable.
So at some point,
people
say, why am I going to sign up for that?
Yeah.
But
you want to help people.
It's rewarding. There is many rewards as there is problems. So I think in the end, you go home at the end of the day, if you did what was right, you feel good about it.
Yeah.
Then I still work. I work as an electrician, too, still. So.
Do you really? Yeah. When do you have time to do that? Aren't you a full-time cop or what?
Yeah, you got to make time.
Well, you got 7 kids. That's
right.
Why.
You got to make time.
And what are your kids' names? Give them a shout-out.
Finbar's the oldest.
Oh, you named her. That's good.
Yeah, and that was a last-minute thing. Originally, he wasn't going to be Finbar. And then the day I came home from work, and my wife at the time was going into
labor.
She was going to the hospital, and I said, you know what? I changed my mind. His name's going to be. I said, if I had to suffer through this, he's going to suffer through the same problem.
Yeah.
Then Megan is next. Then Hayden, Tegan, Bridie, Orla.
Bridie. Uh-huh.
And the baby is Tessa.
All Irish names. Now, have you been over to Ireland?
I was there, and we were just talking about it, actually. I was there when I got out of high school. I went there, and I stayed there for 6 months.
Oh, terrific.
But that's 22 years ago. I haven't been back since.
No kidding.
Yeah, just the way it
Who'd you stay with?
My brother had a B&B over there at the time.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Which brother?
My brother, Pat. He's he works for ComEd.
He's the oldest.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the oldest boy.
Okay.
But he had a B&B there at the time, so he was just starting it up. We went over there.
He put you to work.
We kind of helped him out. And
yeah.
It was an adventure.
Where was it?
It was in Kilchermon, Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was an adventure. It was a It was a good time.
And your dad was from Mayo.
Yeah, he's from Charleston. My mom's from Mayo, too.
Oh,
she's from Belmullet.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was an adventure.
Remember Marty McGarry? He was a Belmullet
Marty,
guy. Yeah,
yeah.
The late Marty.
My mom grew up with Marty and his family.
No kidding.
Marty was a great guy.
Terrific guy.
Class act.
Yeah. Good friend of ours, yeah.
So, yeah, it was a...
And we've had Morgan was on the show just about a month ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That nice kid.
Barnabas.
And he's still training the kids for boxing.
Yes, he is.
Good for him.
He also
keeping up the legacy.
He did 2 tours in Iraq.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's...
Talk about a hard ass.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
he's a terrific guy.
I remember we'd go to Marty, we'd go over to the garage when we were younger.
Oh, yeah.
To train up there, but he'd... At that time, he said he wouldn't let Morgan train because Morgan was younger. He said he wasn't going to let him train until he was a certain age.
Yeah.
Which is good for him. You know, it's better to be a dad first.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Marty was class act.
Now, what's your day in Oak Lawn like? Do you have a partner on a car?
We ride single cars.
Wow.
So, usually, like, I've got my own permanent beat. So I'm all over by Christ Hospital. So you never know what you're going to get out of Christ Hospital.
Yeah.
Especially you get a hot day like this.
Christ Hospital, is that where the woman who cut the baby out of the...
That's where she ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't even ask her, where's the baby?
Yeah. Nice,
unbelievable.
Right? Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, they got their hands full over there, though.
Yeah.
A lot of great nurses over there. They do a great job with the amount of people that are rolling through there every day.
Sure.
Their ER top notch. They really do a lot of good things.
They have
things
a trauma unit there?
Nonstop.
Oh.
I mean, the gunshot victims and everything coming in there nonstop.
Cause
that's
no kidding.
So they really do a good job. I was actually talking to one of the nurses last week, and I forget what came in, something different.
Yeah.
And she's like, at least it's not a boring gunshot.
Another one.
And they've gotten so used to the gunshots that that's their norm. Something random is what piques their interest.
So they go to Christ instead of a little company because there's a trauma unit at
Christ.
Right,
and that's where they all end up.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's why your Christ can go up for grabs, because usually anytime you've got the gunshots, sometimes you've got people from both sides of it, and they're all going to end up at Christ. Up. Sometimes we just go there and tell one group they've got to leave the hospital.
Sure.
Because you know it's just a matter of time. It's
before
a ticking time bomb
with
the two parties there. A lot of, you get other, you know, sometimes you get officer involved shootings, so there's a lot of drama that comes with that. But the
got any stories you want to tell us that you can tell us?
You know what? Nothing great. You know, I think like I said, Oak Lawn is tricky because it is it's still a great community.
Yeah.
You can still do. And I wouldn't want to say something like more of a Mayberry type, but you can still do things with meaning. It's not nonstop. You can take the time to do what's right on some of these calls instead of just pushing them off and moving on to the next.
If you have the same beat, you're getting to know everybody in the neighborhood. You know, probably,
It is, and it's good. Like I said, even just a business. They treat us well. A lot of people are very appreciative of us over there. It seems to be forgotten in a lot of places, but a lot of what the news and everything else is showing you, it's not realistic.
No.
I mean, you get out there and you're driving in your car, and there's gonna be some people that are complaining or just don't like the police for whatever reason. I think even those people can change their mind if they come across the right
person.
Well,
they're in trouble. Who are they going to call?
Well, and you know what?
How about that Starbucks crap?
That's the funniest thing. You know what? The people that complain the most are always the first to call us.
Oh, sure.
And so you do laugh and you say, okay, well, it's here we are. I thought you didn't like us, and all of a sudden, here we are.
Somebody posted a thing on Facebook, and it was two cops laughing. They said, Starbucks called. They said they were getting robbed, and the cops are both laughing. But, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And
Starbucks took a hit on that big time.
You know what,
now they're groveling. You know?
And they are, and you know what? Good for them to address it,
yeah.
I think. But let's be realistic. I think a lot of Starbucks clientele is fine with that.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
I always
goo goos go to Starbucks.
Hey, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy myself.
Okay, cop. Now, do you work out? You look like you're in pretty good shape.
I do as much as I can. Like I said, it's a balance of trying to take time for the kids and work and everything else. So it's a matter of
seven kids.
Finding the time, I guess.
Yeah.
And the kids are all great though. They're really good. My wife does a great job. My wife Missy, she does it.
Missy.
She handles everything at the house. She runs the show over there. She takes care of all the problems and everything else so that I can go to work. So she does a great job with that.
Now, so you haven't been back to Ireland in what?
22 years.
22 years.
Yeah.
You're due, man.
You know, when I left there, I wasn't sure that I wanted to leave. I loved it.
Oh, sure.
But then I guess the minute I left, I kind of knew I'd never be back.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you know, it's great while you're there.
How often does your mom go back?
Oh, she goes back all the time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she gets back there, which is, when she's not working one of her jobs, you know, she's still working. She works more than I do.
Unbelievable. She had 13 kids and she's still working.
So,
God bless her.
Funny story. She'll probably kill me for telling you. So she was.
She's
I went over.
Smiling.
I went over. I went over a few months ago, and I said, "Oh, what's new?"
To her house. Yeah.
What's new? She's like, "Oh, nothing. I got a new job." It's a new job. What do you need a job for? You know, she, I said, what kind of job are you getting at this point?
Yeah.
She said, well, I watch old people. Of course, you know, my answer is, well, you are old people.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, it didn't. But she's got more energy than I have, so I'll give her a lot of credit.
Oh, wow.
She's worked her whole life. So like I said, that's where we learned our work ethic from watching our parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you get to a certain age, if you are not working, you'd go nuts. You know, it's just like, what do I do? Just sit here?
And for her, when she's not working, she's out dancing. She's
good for her.
A mile a minute.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not a bad way to go, I suppose.
And does your mom go to Gaelic Park a lot?
She does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah, the queen of Gaelic Park over there.
Oh, no kidding. So hi to all our pals over at Gaelic Park, including you, Barney Farrelly. Do you know Barney? Barney Farrelly is one of the actors there.
Okay.
One of the bad actors. we're talking with Finbar. Now, have you ever heard Finbar Fury?
I have heard Finbar.
We've had him on the show.
Okay.
Terrific singer. But that's the only other Finbar ever. Now, wasn't Finbar like an ancient?
Finn McCool. That's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I used to laugh. You know, when I was growing up, Now you see there are a lot of Finbars around, Phineas, however it is.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, there was nobody.
Yeah.
And I used to be like,
how did I get this name?
Why did I get stuck with this? You know, this is my cross to carry here? This is, you know, and then my younger brother, he's 8 years younger than me, and they name him Brian. I'm like,
why couldn't I?
Hey.
It's been simple.
That one wouldn't have done fine.
Oh, that's
you know,
funny.
But nonetheless, it's
a great name.
It sticks in people's heads. I'll say
absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. There's some nights you go out and you may have a late night, and then everyone remembers your name, but you don't remember anyone else's.
<That's>
so next time you're out, you run into about six people, and they're calling you by name.
Hey, Finbar.
And all you're thinking is, oh, Jesus, who the hell is
what
that?
What did I say? That's funny.
You don't know if it's coming with a punch or someone buying you a beer. Like I said, it sticks, but worth the adventure, I guess.
How often do the brothers get together?
It all depends. You know, sometimes it could be, we could just be, stopping up here. I don't want to stop. I mean, the other day I was going up to Firewater for lunch. I said, hey, I'm going down
on 111th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So any of you guys, want to grab some meat? I'm heading up there.
Okay.
So it all depends. We got we keep a group text message going.
Oh,
so
cool.
We actually stay communicating all the time. That message, half the time I silence the damn thing because it's nonstop.
Happening?
I'm like, I can't get the rest of my job done. You know, but
are the sisters in on this too?
Oh no.
Okay. No.
not everything's meant for the sisters.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Now, your brothers told a hilarious story about their road trip to the Red Sox game.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that was funny.
They probably only told you the good parts.
Oh,
of
I'm
that.
Sure they left a lot of stuff out. Yeah. 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 But you didn't go to that. You weren't.
Oh no.
On that one.
I think at that point, God only say, I was probably working and 60 hours a week or something else. Who knows? But yeah, so they I think they went to Boston, and they went to that New York FLA, whatever.
Oh, did they?
So they had gone there. That was a whole other adventure. I'm surprised they actually made it back from there.
Well, we'll have them back on again to tell that story. Yeah.
I think they got mistaken for homeless people there, sleeping in gutters. Who knows where else they ended up.
They're a trip, I'll tell you. Folks, we're talking with Finbar Horan. Now, there's another spelling of Horan, H-O-R-A-N, like Moran.
Sure.
Horan, I guess they say in Ireland.
And then some people might say, you know, if you look for, like, the family crest, you know, sometimes when you're looking for a family crest, you've got to find the one that, you know, you may not find your exact spelling. So
right.
So, you know, Heron is what they would say in Ireland.
Heron.
So they all laugh at us and they say, oh, you're the Horans from Chicago. You know, they're the Herons over there.
Oh, yeah.
Like almost like a H-E-R-O-N.
There's a Heron. There used to be a joint called Pat Horan's.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah.
No relation to your dad, though.
No, up on the north side.
Yeah.
Now, we used to ask about that, too, but no relation as far as we understood it.
Yeah. Any of your kids interested in law enforcement?
You know what? My 11-year-old, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he would go down that path. My older guy, I wouldn't see that being his
path. And where he's in college in Alabama?
He's in Alabama, yeah.
Yeah.
So I could see him getting into something a little more business atmosphere.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So whatever, you know, either way, whatever they choose. I like to let them make their own decisions. And you know what? You want me to give you advice? You want me to tell you what I think? I'll be happy to tell you.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you're an adult. Make adult decisions.
Yeah. Keep your nose clean.
And, you know, the only thing I tell him is when he went off to Alabama, I said, just make sure. I said, hey, nobody's telling you not to party.
Yeah.
Take care of your business first. Take care of your business.
Good
and
advice.
Then party.
Yeah.
So he actually did great. He finished his freshman year at 3.7
wow.
GPA.
Wow. Is he at the University of Alabama?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he got a scholarship for academics down there.
No kidding.
He did great, though. He looked like he had plenty of fun. He didn't miss a game, so he was having a good old time.
What sport was he playing?
No, he
wasn't. He didn't miss a game.
No, he just...
okay.
Yeah.
That was a metaphor.
I say, if you're going to Alabama, you're not going to miss a football game down there.
No, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny, as a lifelong Notre Dame fan, you know, when he was going to Alabama, I'm like... At least I get to root for a winner now.
Yeah.
Without looking like I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
Have you been up there to visit him?
I was there. I didn't go down last year during the school year. We had gone a couple times before with all the orientation and all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, Parents Weekend
so,
all that stuff.
This year I plan to get to a couple games.
And, yeah.
You know, I keep telling him, I say, hey, figure out this whole tailgate thing, because when I go down there's going to be about 60 people that want to come down there with.
Oh, sure.
You know, it'd be nice to have it.
Your
organized.
Brothers.
Yeah. I can't take them anywhere.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Now, do you work 7 days a week? How many? I don't know. What's the deal with a capper?
So,
and
our shift, we work 6 on, 3 off. So, and it rotates.
6 days on.
6 days on and 3 off. And I work 3 to 11 now. So,
You work at night, basically. Yeah.
Through the afternoon. You know what? It's funny. The afternoon seems to go a little slower, and then the night's gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So I would almost say it seems more just work in the afternoon. But a lot of times then I'll do my other work in the morning, and then go in there. So it works out.
You're on 95th Street, right?
95th.
It starts at what? Kedzie?
So we start at Pulaski. So 95th and 90 from Pulaski to Harlem, and pretty much 87th to 111th.
Okay.
So kind of zigzags
little
jogging around in there, but those are pretty much the boundaries.
Yeah.
And again, it's a good place to work.
Great community.
I think it's a laughter. It's a good department. There's a lot of really good guys in the department.
How many guys on the department?
I think there's about 108 total.
Your sister is a Chicago cop.
Two of them, yeah.
Two of them?
Ann and Sheila.
Do they ever compare notes on Chicago versus Oakland?
No, you know what? I'll tell you.
They're older than you.
Ann is. Sheila's 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
Ann's older, but, you know, they say like a lunch pail kind of person. Ann just goes, does her job, and goes home. She's not one to talk about being the police. And they asked, you wouldn't know she was the police.
Oh, no kidding.
To be honest, you'd probably think she was a school teacher or something.
Yeah.
So I guess in reality, we don't really... And when I leave work, I leave it at work.
Yeah, good for you.
So I think that's important to have that disconnect. I don't think that... I don't think being the police all the time is healthy. I think you have to leave work at work, leave home at home, and I think that's you do see it different now. You see some people and hey, I'll give them a lot of credit. Some people they just love to be the police and they want to be the police 24/7. I don't know how healthy that is. I think that you need to take a step back and see other sides. And I think when you go back to work, then it helps you at work.
Yeah.
I think you understand people better. I think, you know, coming from a big family, I think it helps me at my job to begin with.
Sure.
Because growing up, we've seen so many different personalities just within our house that you need to learn how to function with.
Yeah.
So when you come to work then, like, I'll laugh. There'll be some goofs and they'll be all drunk. They'll be acting a fool. And I'll be like, what's the big deal?
Yeah,
you know,
I've seen this before.
Yeah, I've been down this road. I've seen these guys.
Yeah,
this is like Thanksgiving dinner.
Your family's listening right now.
So I think that I do think it helps just understanding people and maybe
you're
just
right
being empathetic.
And you know what?
People.
It's a good that you're a union rep because that's a good insight on the job. I think
it
really is. Yeah.
And that in itself is a unique job. I ran for that position to begin with, just for starters, to understand the policies better, to know the policies better, to know the contract better, but also to be able to be in a position to negotiate the contract. I think sometimes people just sit back and they wait for everyone else to do it for them. Well, there's a lot at stake. I mean, if you're not going to take a vested interest in negotiating the contract, which is going to pay your bills, I mean, shame on you, really. I mean, it's kind of important.
How long you been a union guy?
So I've been in the union for 4 years.
Now, what is your position in the union? Are you?
I'm the president now.
Okay. How long you been president of the union?
Just for the last year.
Well, good for you.
So, like I said, we have two different unions. So our old president, he got promoted. Once you get promoted, you're out. You're pushed out.
And he got promoted to.
Right.
He's like
and I was the vice president, so I then assumed his position.
Oh, that's good.
We'll see. We got it. Like I said, we're under a contract negotiations now. So
oh, really?
We'll write this contract
with who? The village?
With the village,
What's the population of Oak Lawn?
Just over 60,000.
Okay.
So we'll see. I mean, like anything, I mean, take it as it comes.
But you know what? It's that hospital that brings a lot of the element.
It sure does. It's an adventure. You never know what you're going to have.
Yeah.
What's going to happen there.
It's like a war zone.
So it's entertaining. And like I said, that's why I asked to be in that area because I like it.
Oh, there's action, of course.
Well, and it's, I'll tell you what, if you're not scared by it, it's hilarious. I mean, you sit back and you watch and you say, okay. You know, even like anything, you get to know it, you learn it, and you try to get better at it as time goes on.
Well, I got a guy in Oak Lawn if I get busted, right? I'll say, hey, I'm a friend of Finbar's.
Yeah. Every knucklehead that rolls through that town, they say that.
I know
Finn are like, yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. So,
All right, Finn. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you,
God bless you. Thanks. Stay safe out there, pal.
You got it. Thank you. You have a good one.
Keep doing what you're doing. God bless. All right, we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. Your old pal, Mike Houlihan. That was a terrific interview with Finbar Heron. Just a great family and a great law enforcement family and a great first responder family. There's his mom sitting over there. She gave birth to 13 children. God bless her. Anyway, thank you, Finbar, for being on the show. Now, you know what? It's Irish Fest weekend, folks. So it's over at the Heritage Center, 4626 North Knox, appearing on Saturday. Well, that's tonight, unless we put the podcast up early. But our old friend Jimmy Sullivan is going to be playing. Jimmy Sullivan and Friends, they're going to be playing from 3:45 to 4:45 with Jimmy Moore on guitar, Sean McLeam, banjo, Jerry Field on fiddle, Matt O'Connor on vocals, and Jim Hayes on vocals and whistle. You can see many great performances at this wonderful Summerfest of Irish music, including at 1:30 the same day, John Williams, Dennis Cahill, and Steve Merle. We've had all of them on the show. So get over there to Irish Fest, and you might want to pick up a copy of the Irish American News while you're there. It's a very interesting letter to the editor in the Irish American News. It's on page 48, folks. Now, that may sound like they buried it, but that's right next to the Phil Coulter column. And there's a lovely picture of my cousin Megan modeling the Hooli Haters T-shirts. So you got to check that out because it's pretty interesting stuff. And I got an thanks to Cliff Carlson for giving me opportunity to blast back at somebody who blasted me. Okay, so, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue a million, I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's, where my old pal John Spellman used to work, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist. He says to me, "Hey, Hooli, who died?" So, I almost read his father's obit there. Michael Rahelly, County Kerry, passed away peacefully in his home on the 3rd of July in Chicago. He was the beloved husband of the late Mary, the father of Mary, John, Kathy, and Eileen. He's a member of the Kerry Social and Benevolent Association, a retired Local 1 iron worker. Oh, but he knows my pal Brian Coleman and the late Buddy Rule. Say a prayer for Michael Rahelly, Riley from County Kerry. Also, Jack Brennan, John F. Jack Brennan, United States Army veteran, beloved son of the late Thomas and Jane. He's from Boyle County, Roscommon, Ireland, the last surviving sibling of the late Kay, Tom, Edward, Mary, Evelyn, and Jean. Loving companion and very special friends to Sally Jean Hansen. And he loved the White Sox, Bears, and Notre Dame. He was a very good golfer and loved to sing big band era songs and Irish ballads. And Jack and his brother Tom nurtured the St. Philip High School Alumni Association for 33 years. God rest his soul, Jack Brennan. Bridie Walsh. Bridget Bridie Walsh, native of Waterford, Ireland, longtime resident of Westchester. She was the wife of the late John and the devoted mother of Mary Bridget, John, Kevin, the doctor, Thomas, and Patrick. God rest her soul. Bridie Walsh. And then my old buddy, Spellbound John. Oh, wait, let me do this other one first. Margaret Blackshear, the big AFL-CIO union lady. Terrific labor supporter. She was within the labor movement. Margaret worked tirelessly to keep Illinois affiliates united and working together in political and legislative efforts when several international unions left the AFL-CIO. Everybody who's been in a union in Chicago remembers Margaret Blackshear. She's the Labor Leader Award in 2000 from the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement, the Israel Peace Medal in 2000 from the State of Israel, and the Protector of Working People Award in 2002 from the Illinois State Crime Commission. She was the Guest of Honor in 2003 for Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade. Now that's where I remember her from. And the Illinois Labor History Society's Union Hall of Honor. God rest her soul, Margaret Blackshear. Okay. Now, you're in Hearts? If you went to Hearts, you had to know my old pal, Spellbound, John Spellman. They finally got his obituary. I'm going to his funeral Friday. 68, passed away at his home in Upper Clear Lake, Wisconsin. Devoted son of the late John P. and Margaret. His dad was a fireman who died in a fire when John was very young. John was the fond brother of Mary, Peggy, Frank, and Eileen. I've been talking to Frank all week. John is finally remembered and will be greatly missed by his family and many, many, many friends. John and I were roommates in college. We had an apartment at Wellington and Broadway. And this is in the early 70s. Wow, those were the days, let me tell you. And the waitress, John had a way with women. And we used to chase waitresses at the brewery on Broadway, just off of Belmont. Holy cow, did we have some adventures. And I remember there was a waitress named Nancy, gorgeous redhead, Darling Nan. She had two German shepherds, and she'd be ringing our bell at 3 in the morning when she got off work with her two dogs, Clown and Oscar. And I would answer, say, "Darling Nan." Of course, then we'd be up all night with Darling Nan. I wonder if she'll be at the funeral, or she's probably dead. God rest his soul. Anyway, Johnny Spellman, what a guy. I'm going to miss him big time because whenever I wanted to go out to the South Side, I could walk into Ken's, or not Ken's, but wrongs or hard. He was another Jackie Casto type character, so I'm going to miss John Spellbound Spellman. Also, Rip Torn died. Terrific actor. And you know, a lot of people said that was a fake name. It was not a fake name. It was a family name. His real name was Elroy Torn. Elmore Torn. But it was a family. Every male in the family was called Rip. So when he got to Hollywood, they were like, you can't say that. He said, I'm not changing my name. But he had quite a reputation as a risk taker and hellraiser in the 60s. And he was in Easy Rider and was fired after he got in a fight with Dennis Hopper in a diner where Hopper told Jay Leno that they got in an argument, and Hopper claimed that Rip Torn pulled a knife on him. And Rip Torn sued and produced witnesses who said that Dennis Hopper pulled the knife on him. And he had to pay $475,000 to Rip Torn. And then when Hopper appealed, another judge doubled the reward. So, God rest his soul. What a guy. Any of his movies, you probably remember Baby Doll and Sweet Bird of Youth. He was real big in the Actors Studio. And he also played two O'Hoolans. He played Patches O'Hoolahan, the coach in Dodgeball. And he also played Raul Ray O'Hoolan in a film with Norman Mailer called Maidstone. Also, that's, I think, the movie where he hit Norman Mailer in the head with a hammer. What an actor! So, let's close up the crypt, Billy. But Rip Torn, he's going to be missed. He was hilarious on Larry David and all that. So, we're here on Hibernian Radio. Just a beautiful night by the river, I got to tell you. I hope you're having fun listening to the show. Every week, we just enjoy meeting the cops, firefighters, and paramedics. How about that two last week? Oh, my God, were they terrific or what? But we have to take another break and then come back with some Hooletown. Right? So stick around. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank.
At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehy's took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913. There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Turn up your radio. Switch on your electric light. That we can get down to what is really wrong. I long to hold you tight so I can feel you. Sweet lady of the night, I shall reveal you. If you will, turn it up. Turn it up a little bit higher. Radio, turn it up. Burn it up so you know. Radio. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. La la la. Yeah, the cow brand is painted red and white. That means everybody's staying. Yeah, the woman tells us of her way. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. La la la. Turn up the radio. Yeah, now let her make me a song. Switch on your electric light. Then we can get down to what is really wrong. I long just to hold you tight so maybe I can feel you. Sweet lady of the night, I shine. If you will, turn it up, turn it up, a little bit higher, radio, turn it up, that's enough, so you know, it's got so, radio, radio, turn it up, la la.
Back, Hibernian Radio. Another beautiful night here by the river. You got to come down every Wednesday night out at Lizzie McNeil's. Please join us. We're here at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have you come by. Hey, you know, if you're heading out to the south side this weekend, head over to Western Avenue to see our old friends Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub, 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect south side Irish bar. There's always something going on there. And tell them who Lee sent you. Okay, don't forget that. Or maybe you'll be in the Midway area and you want to drop in and see our friends Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub, 6462 South Central Avenue. It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area, and Mike and Dawn will take good care of you. Number is 773-735-1625. Tell them your pal Hooley sent you over there. Or, hey, you know what? If you're out at the Irish American Heritage Center this weekend and you're at the festival, you might want to pick up a copy of the Irish American News. They've been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call my friend Cliff Carlson, 847-872-0700, or email him, cliff@irishamericannews.com. Don't forget, page 48, the Irish American News. You're going to see my letter to the editor in there, and I think you'll be amused. Okay, now let's head to Hooley Town. Do a little Who Cares.
D deep,
the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep.
All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This
yeah.
is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The what? His teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
Right. And wormed around his frontal lobes oh. and took him to a state of mind.
My, yes. mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
Crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as... Hoolytown.
Hoolytown.
Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hoolytown. My favorite place, especially on a 101 degree night here in Chicago by the river. You feel like you're in Hoolytown. Okay, Billy, would you please give me a hand with this door? Push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it, push it! Matthew Perry checks into the hospital!
Who cares?
Suicide fears for Farrah's druggy son!
Who cares?
Marriage plans for Madonna's little girl, Lourdes!
Who cares?
OMG James Franco's late night rubdown!
Who cares?
Teen claims Bill Cosby made her his teenage sex toy!
Who cares?
Matt Lauer's wife gets even in a $44 million divorce!
Who cares?
Jennifer Aniston planning to appear on Dad's Soap!
Who cares?
I'd like to take a bath with that soap. Hey, Megan and Harry already are in couples therapy.
Who cares?
And finally, Johnny Depp chooses Marilyn Manson as his best man.
Who cares?
What the heck is that? Close it up! Push it, Billy! Get it, reach up on my shoulders and see if you can get that latch at the top. Get it. Can you reach it? Get it. Thanks, Bill. Thanks so much. Okay. So, we're here, Hoolytown, we're having fun. Maybe a joke or two? Okay. I have to scan these first to make sure they're proper. Sometimes they're not. And I know you all like that, right? A cowboy rode into town and stopped at the saloon for a drink. Unfortunately, the locals always had a habit of picking on newcomers. When he finished his drink, he found his horse had been stolen. Comes back into the bar, handily flips his gun into the air, catches it above his head without even looking, and fires a shot in the ceiling. "Who stole my horse?" he yelled with surprising forcefulness. Nobody answered. "I'm going to have another beer, and if my horse ain't back outside by the time I'm finished, I'm going to do what I did back in Texas. And I don't want to have to do what I done back in Texas." Some of the locals shifted restlessly. He had another beer. He walked outside, and his horse was back. He saddled up, started to ride out of town, but the bartender chased him out and said, "Wait a minute, fella. Hey, stranger, what happened in Texas?" The cowboy turned back and said, "I had to walk home." I like that. Do we have time for one more? Okay. A very short one. Okay, three friends met for lunch. And they're all, and one is engaged, one is a mistress, and one has been married for 15 years. And they all decide they're going to dress up their husband in sexy outfits. And so they met the 3 days and talked about how it went. And the engaged one said, "The other night when my boyfriend came over, he found me with a black leather bodice, tall stilettos, and a mask. He saw me and said, 'You are the woman of my dreams. I love you.' Then we made passionate love all night long." The mistress went next. "Me too. The other night I met my lover at his office, and I was wearing a raincoat. Underneath it, only a black bra, heels, and a mask over my eyes. When I opened the raincoat, he didn't say a word, but he started to tremble, and we had wild sex all night." Finally, the married one shared her story. "When my husband came home, I was wearing the black bra and black stockings, stilettos, and a mask over my eyes. He came to the door, saw me, and said, 'What's for dinner, Zorro?'" I like that one. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on Hibernian Radio. God bless you all. Don't forget your first responders. Thanks so much.
Down the road, and I wonder. Yeah.